saw the Mishnah Chof Beis on the base. The Mishnah said, "The divri is nikna b'kinyan e'karka. Kesef shtar chazok only worked by karka." That's a klal that Pnei Yeshua has in Gittin. The second parak he points out that kinyan e'karka only work on karka, don't work on metalpilim. And kinyan e'metalpilim don't work on karka. The Minchas Chinuch points out in the end of Pumish Vayikra, when the Sefer Chinuch counts as a mitzvah that the Simkar Mimkar Labisecha Kana Vyanim Yisecha, it counts as a mitzvah, the institution of making kinyanim. It's not really a mitzvah that you have when you sell, when you do business, you become a mitzvah, you made a kinyan. It's an institution of kinyanim. So he points out that there's a Tosfos, a Piskei HaTosfos, in the second parak of Mecheres that says not so. But it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Gittin beferish that Kinyan Chazok only works on karka, doesn't work on the top. The Gemara Gittin draws a distinction between a Notzitz Nokuv as opposed to a Notzitz Shena Nokuv. A Notzitz Nokuv is yearning from the ground, so it's dina, whatever grows inside is dina karka. Notzitz Shena Nokuv is not yearning from the ground, so it's dina metaltalim. So the Gemara says, Notzitz Nokuv is dina karka, is nikna b'chazoka. If you dig a little bit in the offer, it's a Kinyan Chazoka. Rafak Bapurto is a kinyan chazaka if you dig at the karka. Dovshal Hefker. That's a Gershon Meis Vein Lo Yorshim. Says karka beyopens Hefker. So someone digs a little bit, so he's kind of Zeichem and Hefker, because digging is it constitutes a kinyan chazaka. But if you dig in a Otzitz Sheino Noka, which is not Yonik from the ground, so then the Gemara says that chazaka is not kind. If you make Hagboa Mashiach on the Otzitz Noka, you're not kind. Hagboa Mashiach is only good on the Otzitz Sheino Noka. In other words, that's the Pnei Yeshua's cloud, and the Sivitz quotes the cloud from the Pnei Yeshua. Kinyan karka don't work on metaltalim, kinyan metaltalim don't work on karka. Here, the Ebeknaini is really metaltalim, but it's a Xeris HaKosov, it's Iskish l'karka. Avodim Huksha l'karkois. Whenever you have a miut, and Yishboim ala karkois, there's no dina by Noah by karkois, no dina of Shamir by karkois. Whenever you have a miut, there's no dina Meila by karkois. Whenever you have karkas, Nismai from something, so then Avadim are also nismayed from that din. There's no kinyan gzeila, karkein and gzeila, so Avadim are in exon. But the Ebed is really metaltalim. So that's what the Gemara, quote Shmuel, says like that. And an Ebed, Knaini, is dino ki karka. The Mishnah says, kesem shtar chazoka work. The Brisa says, chalipin works, chalipin is a double posha. Chalipin works with kain called dova, and karka and metaltalim. That's a double posha that works. But Shmuel adds on a chidish that even kinyan and metaltalim also work, because basically the Eved is metaltalim. It's a chiddush that it's iskish l'karka, but since he's metaltalim, so he's nikna b'kinyan and metaltalim. So how are kinyan? How are you kind of metaltalim? Kind of the meshiche or the hagboha? How are you kind of meshiche? So Gemara says, "I'm a Shmuel. I'm tiny nikna meshiche ketsa. How is it called meshiche? Kofo boetzlo. If I force him to come to me, kinoi." Then the Mashiach relates to me. Kura'o, your boy, it's like, if I tell the Eved, please come over here, I want to acquire, your Adon wants to sell you to me, I want to buy you, so you walk over towards me, that'll constitute the Chazoka, that says, lo kino'o, you're not kino. Why is lo kino'o? So the Gemara has the Kasha, Gemara has later. A few lines later. Ketza, kofa, boy, it's lo kino'o, kura'o, boy, it's lo kino'o, kura'o, loy. If you call the Yevon and he walks on his own, you're not kaina. Why is that also Mashiach? Abu Hatanya, we have a Braise, was the Setzer Tosef and Kiddushin. There are three kinyonim by Metalfon. There's Akbar, there's Mashiach, and there's Mesira. When we get, there's going to be a big Tosis later about the Mesira, big Machlekes. They read now, Benetam, what does Mesira work? Mesira, the Gemara, Mesira doesn't work if you Zechem at a Hefker. Let's say, a Gershem Meis Mein Lo Yoshim, when he dies, all of his property becomes Hefker. So Mesira doesn't work. Man masa le'gelikne, the Gemara says. No one, Mesira has to be the other person. There's a das makne involved. We'll have to figure out why is that so crucial. When the ger dies and all of his property becomes hefker, so whoever wants to be zeicha the metalpalim and hefker can make hakbo and meshicha. But you can't be kodem and Mesira. Mesira, you have to have man masa le'gelikne. So Tosfos has two pshatim. One pshat is that Mesira has to be miyad liyad. You have to have the other person hand over the reins of the animal. Here. I hold on to the what are the hooves of the animal. The Sira hold on to the hair of the animal. The animal has a saddle on. I hold on to the saddle. The animal doesn't move at all. If you want to be kodem b'mshich, the animal has to move. You have to pick it up. Hagbon Machlokes Rashi and Tosis later, whether you need Gimel Tvachim or Tefach is good. Rashi holds you need Gimel Tvachim, otherwise his Lavad is considered as if you never picked it up. And Tosis says, no, Lavad is a din of Mechitzas. What has it got to do? If you pick up something, it's considered as if you didn't pick it up, because you didn't pick it up Gimel Tvachim. There is no such. Let's say you pick up the Becher. The Gemara says, L'chatchil, you have to pick up the Becher when you say Broch Alakos. You don't have to pick it up Gimel Tvachim. So you pick it up one Tefach. Like Be'a Tefach. Gabi Akarko, Gabi Hashulchim, whatever. You don't need Gimel Tvachim. So that's why Tosa disagrees with Rashi. They say that for Hagbah, you don't need Gimel Tvachim. One Tefach is enough. So Hagbah in Mashiach will work even if the thing is Hefker. You made the Hagbah, you made the Mashiach, it's good. But in the Sira, the Gemara says it only works if someone else is Makna to you. So one opinion of Tosa is because you need Miad Liyad. You know how Miad Liyad. And then Tosis thinks that that's not correct. You don't need Miad Liyad, but you need a Das Makna. That's a question. Why? Okay, we'll have to learn that Tosis later. So the Brisa, the Tosefta, tells you how do you do Mesira. You hold on to the hooves, you hold on to the hair, you hold on to the saddle. B'sholim shaleh, b'frum yishabifir, has something in the mouth. B'zug shabitzavara, has a bell around its neck, so you hold on to the bell. Kano, you kind of, that's Mesira. Ketzeb, b'mashiach kori lo v'hibah. Yeah, you can do Meshicha. You don't have to do Meshicha. That's I want to buy an automobile. So I go to the store and I say I want to drive it. So when I drive it, I drive it away from where it was before. That's the Meshicha. I can be kind of an automobile Meshicha if I'm just driving it to test it out to see if it works. There was no Das Machna then. But if the fella says drive the car and be kind of a Meshicha, he had a mind to be Makna, to be Mashiach. I had a mind to be Kedem and Mashiach. And when you drive the car, you did Mashiach. What about if I whistle to the animal and the animal walks? Kar lo behibos. It says that that's good. Even though I didn't do the Mashiach, when I drive the car, I'm driving the car. Over here, I whistle to the animal and the animal walks towards me. So it says that that's also called the Mashiach. Oh, shikisha b'makel. Or I whip the animal with a stick. V'rotza l'fana. But the behemoth runs. That's also called the Kenyan Mashiach. How much do you have to have Mashiach? Let's say the animal is like this. You can't be kind of Mashiach in the middle of a Shusara. Only kind of Besimta, Betzidi, Beshusara. The Gemara is later. And in Merchas Hasfinam, Bava Basra, you have all the dinim. So let's say when you do Mashiach on a car, or you do Mashiach on an animal, how far do you have to move it? The animal was here, you have to move the whole animal over here. You have to be Mashiach the entire animal to a different location. It's over here, you have to move the whole thing over here. Or you say, no, if you move it a little bit. So that's a machlokes hatanoim by behemoth. Right over here, this price, this is a Tosefta, it says. Kivin shiorki yad v'regel kino. The front legs are called yad and the back legs are called regel. So the animal goes like this. Oka yad v'regel means it went like this. And then it's going to go like this, like that. So the first time, ok yad v'regel, it's already called Mashiach. Even though the animal is mamish in the same location that it was before. The left side of the animal, just if it's a right-legged animal, so it's going to put the right side first. So the animal goes like this, but the other two legs are still, the animal is still in the same position where it was before. But it's omit to be moved. So that first time all that's enough. The next time it disagrees, the whole animal has to move. It's not enough. The whole animal has to move away from where it was before. And then it's called nichnas into my rushus. Okay, we'll have to discuss that also. That's in Bava Basra. And Amechas HaSfina, the Gemara has a discussion. When you koina the Sfina, Sfina is metalklip. It's not mechuba lekark. When you koina a boat, how far do you have to move the boat? You have to move the whole boat away from where it was before, like this. Or you say, no, you move the boat a little bit. Maybe that's the equivalent of Yad V'Regel. I think maybe it's not the equivalent. Maybe Yad V'Regel, once the animal moves, Yad V'Regel, so the whole animal is oimed to move. That's the first step of moving. You move Yad V'Regel, then the rest is going to move. But by Svin, if he just moved the whole Svin a little bit, maybe that's not called Nithnas in the Irishus, so I have to see in Bava Basra. So I'll call upon him, the Mara has a steerer. Shmuel is quoted as saying that you can be kind of an avid b'mashicha only if the kafa bo'etzlo. No, if you force them to come to you. But Koralo Boetzlo, if you tell the Eved, please walk towards me, because I'm buying you and I want to be kind of you be Mashiach from your original owner. Lo Kino Oi. The Gemara says, Ukra'o Lo, if you call the Eved, you're not kind of. Here it says, you whistle to the behemoth. But you talk to the behemoth, the behemoth doesn't understand. That's why I say whistle. So if you whistle to the behemoth and it moves, so it says that that is a kinyan meshicha. So the Gemara answers, Amri, the line begins with the word Amri, the answer is given. Behema adaita namar ozla, eved adaita denapshe ko ozil. What's the answer? The Gemara is saying a chiddush over here. That by Meshicha, koyach hachal miurabai relates to me, and it's considered as if I did the Meshicha. Where do you have a din of koyach hachal miurabai? You have a din by the Abavis Nezikin, you have a din of Eish. It says Shalem Shalem Hamavir Es Haberin. This week's Eden. It says Shalem Shalem Hamavir Es Haberin. So the Gemara says you see from the Lashon HaPasuk that Isha Misham Chitzov is considered as if he did it himself. Even though the wind carries he made a fire in a place, let's say he had a barbecue, and he left, and he wasn't careful to put out all the flames. He drives home, and then the whole forest burns down because of him. So even though the whole thing was an accident, but he was, it's not an accident, he was pasher. He should have poured water, he should have made sure, he should have stamped out the fire. So the pasuk says, Shalim Shalim Hamavir Es Haberi, he's called an Odom Hamazik. The Gemara has a machlekes, Rabbi Yechon of Yishlokish, where the Isha Mishum Chitzav, Isha Mishum Amono, that's and we pass an Isha Mishum Chitzav. Chitzav means as if I shot an arrow, Chetz is an arrow. That's an Odom Hamazik. The only time it's a machlekes is if he wasn't this Kavin Lahazik. But let's say an arson comes with a torch and he puts the torch around the house and the whole house burns down. The mezid of b'miskama. Of course it's Odom Hamazik. There's no machlekes. The only time it's machlekes to Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish is, the Gemara says they both agree that Isha Mishum Amon. There are going to be cases that Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that it's only Isha Mishum Amon. It's not going to be Chitzov. But there are cases that even Mishlokish is going to agree that it's Isha Mishum Chitzov. If he does it, the mezid of b'miskama. So the pasuk supports Rabbi Yochanan. Pasuk says, "Ki seitzei yesh meyatzma mashma." Sounds like he didn't do it on purpose. He had a barbecue and he left and he thought that everything was under control. He didn't realize that he didn't put out the whole fire. Then it says, "Shalem shalem hamavir es habera." It's called an odom hamazik. So the Gemara says that's why we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, because the simple meaning of the pasuk is that we say ishim ishim chitzov, even in a situation where it was meyatzma mashma. He wasn't an arson. He didn't do it on purpose. So what do you learn out from the parsha? The Gemara says in Bab Kam in the beginning, what do you learn out from the parsha of Eish? That even though there's a koyach hacham yurabai, the wind was blowing, and without the wind, the fire wouldn't spread. Sometimes the fire will spread, let's say you have curtains all over, and accidentally a person benches Chanukah licht. That's what we had years ago. Years ago, everybody would light in the dormitory outside of their dorm room. And then one year, one of my students, he lit his menorah near a curtain, and the curtain caught flame, and the next curtain, everything, and there was a whole big fire in the dormitory. So from that time on, Dr. Lehm had to prohibit the lighting in the dormitory. Because in Cleveland Yeshiva, a few boys lost their lives because of the Hanukkah. Because they accidentally made a fire, and some of them lost their lives in the fire. So what do you learn from the Parsha of Eish? That a koyach hacham yurabai is mitzdarif to me, and it's called Adam Amazik. It's not just called Maman Amazik. What's an afkamina with Isha Mishum Chitzav, Isha Mishum Amono? What's an afkamina? So one major afkamina is, the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kama, Daf Hem and Beis, that each one of Davis and Zikin has a quirk of a ptur. That Karen has a quirk, that it's only Chayv Chatzi Nezik Migufo, the first three times. From the fourth time on, it's normal. You pay Nezik Shalom and Ali, you pay from your pocket. But the first three times, you only pay Chatzi Nezik Migufo. Shem Viregel has a quirk that it's potter b'shus harabim. Eish has a quirk of a p'tur that is potter on tomon. And Bor has a quirk that is potter on kelim. Each one has a quirk. And that's why it's important to establish when you have a hezek that's not one of the obvious nezikin. It's a tolda. So which of does it fall under? Which category does it fall under? Afkemina lehil chasem. Will it have the quirks of Bor or Eish or Keren or Shem Viregel? Which one will it have? Which dinim? So if Isha Mishum Chitzav, if it's Adam Amazik, Adam Amazik doesn't have any Ptur. Adam Od Leonam, Beim Shegik, Beim Mevezet, Beim Yonis, Beim Rotzit, Chayb Mishul Serabim, Chayb Nezik Sholem, and Aliyah doesn't have any Pturim at all. If it's Isha Mishum Amono, then there's a din that Eish is Potter Atom. So everybody agrees that Isha Mishum Amono. There are cases Isha. Otherwise, you never have a case that Eish is Potter Atom. So the Gemara gives a case that even Rabbi Yechanan agrees. Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan veShlokish, but the Isha Mishum Mamon is it Mamon Amazik like Shor Bor, and the others, or is it only Adam Amazik? Gemara says it can't be only Adam Amazik, and then you never have Ptur of Taman. So there are cases that everybody agrees that Isha Mishum Mamon. Then there are cases everybody agrees Isha Mishum Chitzva. If it's an arson, and he does it on purpose, he's harnessing the wind, he's harnessing the natural force, the Koach Hacham Yorabai. He's harnessing it to bring about his result. He wants to burn down the whole house. Everybody agrees that that's Adam HaMazik. The only time it's a machlekes of Yechon Ish Lokish was Kiseitzayesh Mayatzma Mashma. He was making a barbecue. He wasn't interested in burning down the whole city, burning down the whole forest. He wasn't careful, and then the fire spread. So there, the Koyach Hacham Yorba, we paskin like Rabbi Yechon, the Koyach Hacham Yorba relates back to me, and I say that it's Adam HaMazik B'Shoike. Adam HaMazik is Chayef. And he will be chayv on Tomah. The only time he'll be potter on Tomah is the rare case when Isha is only Mishum Amon, it's not Mishum Chitzav. The Gemara has a case of Kolol or Chitzav. Let's say the fella made a fire, and the fire was in a room with metal walls, and it's impossible for the fire to go further. And then later on, something happened, someone came along and opened up one of the doors, and then the fire now has the ability to escape. But at the time that I made the fire, everything was under control. Then the other guy opens up the door. He didn't realize by opening the door the fire was going to spread, to burn down the whole forest. And I'm standing there, and I see where the other guy opens the door, and I don't do anything about it. So then it's Isha Mishum Amon. That's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's called Kololo Chitzav. I, at the time that I made the fire, everything was fully under control, and it couldn't go past the walls. There are metal walls that are going to contain the fire. Then something happened later on that gave the fire the ability to spread further, and I'm watching it, I don't prevent it. And I'm the one who made the fire originally. So in that case, even Rabbi Yechon will agree to Reish Lakish that Isha Mishum Amon. And then Eish will be Potter on Toman. So you learn now from the Parsha of Eish that Koyach Hacham Yoraboy is Mitzurif. To me, it's considered my mice. It's considered Isha Mishum Chitzav. And that even Reish Lakish will agree, if that was your intent, from the very outside, the guy is an arsonist, and he takes a torch. He wants to burn down the whole house. So, and he knows it's only going to burn with the assistance of the wind that's blowing. So everyone agrees over there. Even Reish Lakish agrees. That's Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's all of my master, because that's what his intention was. So you learn out from that parasha that Koyach Hacham Yorba relates back to me, and it's considered my mice, even though I didn't do the whole thing on my own. I harness some natural force. Same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. If you harness a natural force to do a malacha, so that relates back to you. Let's say one of the 39 malachas is Zore V'ruach Misayaito. When the stuff grows from the ground, so you have Ochel and Psolas growing together. He doesn't want to have Ochel and Psolas, so he does Disha to detach the Psolas from the Ochel, but it's still all mixed in together. So Disha, to detach it, is one malacha, Dosh. And then Hazara means he tosses it up in the air. So the psolis, the fluffy straw, is lighter. So that blow, the wind, he tosses it up in the air when the wind is blowing. So the fluffy straw is going to, the wind is going to blow it. And the kernels of grain are heavier, so they're going to fall down over here. So you're separating, you're doing borer, you're separating the echel from the psolis, but you're not doing it biyad, you're doing it b'seyua haruach, zore v'ruach misayaito. The wind is blowing, and the wind is going to blow the lighter stuff away, and the heavier stuff is going to fall down here. So he accomplished Borer, he did Borera, separating the Eichel from the Psoilus, detaching the Eichel from the Psoilus that grew together, that's called Dosh. And separating the Eichel from the Psoilus, so that's Borer, but if he does it, B'siyuah HaRuach, Ruach Misayaito, so that's called Zora. So Zora is also, you see from Zora, that if you do a Malacha with a Koyach Hacham Yoraboy, that relates back to you, it's considered my malacha.
What if you do something like ice, like you freeze it, you're using like a natural cause to make the water freeze? Would that be considered that you're freezing it? Or like that you put it in the freezer, that considers that you froze it, or that it freezes by itself?
What's an afkamina? I don't know, making ice is there a malacha?
If you say it's molded or...
Yeah, so I use the natural force. Have a refrigerator that had that, have a freezer that causes water to freeze. So if I put the water in the freezer, I did it be a die. Yeah. So I did it. That's considered as if I did it with a Koach Hacham Yorba. We'll have to discuss it more. So that's what the Gemara says over here for Kinyan Meshicha also. If I whistle to the behemoth walks towards me. Behemoth. So the Gemara distinguish. Behemoth died to the Gemara Oslo. The behemoth doesn't have seichel to decide, should I listen to the man who whistled, should I not listen? That's like an instinctive reaction. Like you bang on the knee and the foot jumps up. That's a natural reaction. So over here, you whistle to behemoth, the behemoth comes to you. Baim doesn't decide whether it's in my best interest to walk towards him because he may beat me up if I don't go. The Eved thinks. The Eved makes a whole calculation. I better go because he's going to be my new boss. I better walk towards him. So that's a conscious decision that the Eved makes. So that's what Gemara says. When the Eved walks, Adaita the Nafshe Kozo. That can't be called Koachach Miyorabai. It's not a natural force. That's another person has Bechira Chavshis and he made a conscious decision. He better walk towards me, he better listen to me if he knows what's good for him. So that's not called Koach HaChem Yorabai. Let's say, I ask you to burn down the house. So that's Isha Mishim Chitzav. You're a badass. You made a hezek. I didn't harness a natural force. A person is not a natural force. A person has Bechira Chavshis. So he's called the Bala Maisa. So if I whistle to the Eved walks towards me. That's not called Koach HaChem Yorabai. It doesn't relate back to me. But if I whistle to Behemoth does not have Seichel to understand it's in his best interest to walk towards me. So then that's a korachach miurba that relates back to me, so it's considered my mashiach. Same is true regarding Hagboya. There's a Gemara later, the Gemara is going to discuss. One time is of the opinion, even behema gasa, you have to be kind of the Hagboya. Where's the Gemara? On Chof, here, the top line of Chavova and Aleph. There's a famous Tosfos. Gemara asks, how can you kaina an elephant? If you hold that there's one Tana says that the only way to be kaina even a behemah gasa is bahagboa. So the Gemara says, how can you be kaina an elephant bahagboa? So the Gemara says on the top line of Chavav and Manala, bechavila is moiras. What I mean, Chavila is Marse. Rashi says, I put a pile of twigs in front of the elephant, and I pull the elephant, or I whistle to the elephant, till it climbs up on top of the twigs. According to Rashi, the twigs have to be 3 tvachim tall. Rashi says, Hagbo shlosha tvachim agbohi, because otherwise it's lovet, and I've claimed it's lovet. And Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi. Tosfos Bava Kama, Tosfos Allah disagrees, one tefach is enough. So if I get the animal to get the elephant to climb up on top of the twigs, I get the elephant to walk up on a ramp. So that's, I'm kind of with the Kinyan Hagbor. Fine. If I get the elephant to walk towards me, that's a Meshicha. If I have it to go on a higher elevation, that's a Kinyan Hagbor. Taisus disagrees with the Rashi over here. Taisus says no. That's what this Rabbi Slifkin wrote. That Bala Taisus lived in Europe, they never saw an elephant. Elephants don't have the ability to jump. So Taisus says you wave the twigs on top of the elephant will jump up either one tefach, or three. Says elephants can't even jump up for one tefach. Okay, I take his version. So somebody attacked them that there's a website where they have, every once a year, the elephants have a convention in Africa, and they all come together and they have pictures of them dancing. So he said, the whole thing is baloney. The whole thing is a fake. There is no such thing. Okay, good. So that's what he said. Tyson never saw an elephant, so they thought an elephant can jump. So the mitzvah that Tosfos is describing is not correct, but the din is correct. If you have a different animal and you wave cherries, berries, ice cream, you wave some ice cream on top of the elephant, the behemoth is going to jump up in order to get the ice cream. That's called my kinyan hagbor, even though I didn't do the hagbor. I'm kind of a meshicha of a hagbor, just like it said by meshicha. If I whistle to the animal and it korilov hibor bebehemah, adai to the mora ozlo. So that's koachach niyobah. The meshicha relates to me. So the same is true over here by Hagbor. If I wave the thing on top of the elephant jumps up. The Hagbor relates to me. It's a Hagbor with the Korach HaChem Yorabai. This thing that you learn out from Eish, Shalem Shalem HaMavir HaSabeira, that the Korach HaChem Yorabai relates back to me, and it's considered my Maisa, is not restricted only to Eish. You learn out from Eish the Kol HaTerukula, and that's the din by Zorah V'Ruch Mesayayta on Shabbos. If you have a Koyach HaChem Yorabai, the Malacha relates back to me, it's considered as if I did the Malacha. In many different areas is like that. The Ktzais HaChoshen has a Kasha based on these Gemaras that you see can do Meshicha in Hagbah with the Koach Hacham Yorabbayin, it relates back to it's considered your Maisa. So there's a Gemara in the second parak in Bavli Basra. I think the Daf Yomi people are learning that now. They just learned it, I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, there's a dinam hasog as gvul. You're not allowed to be masa gvul on someone else's parnasa. So they used to have fishermen used to lay out nets, and they used to put a dead fish as bait in the net so that the other fish would swim sideways. The fisherman would put the net there with the bait, and he would walk away. If the fisherman is going to be there, the fish are not going to run towards the bait and see there's a person there. The fisherman walks away. So when the fish go sideways and they go up, so then they get caught in the net, and that's how he catches a lot of fish. And the Gemara says, once a fisherman set his nets here, it's an Isa HaSogas Gvul. If another fisherman is going to go and put his nets in the same location, I set out my nets first. So that's not decent on the part of the second guy. Then in Yiddish, you call that HaSogas Gvul. In Chumash, L'tzasas Gvul Yachem B'nach Loscha Shatinchal, Isa HaSogas Gvul only applies in Eretz Yisrael if you move over the border. Masik Gvul Yachem, a special love only Gzeles Karka B'Eretz Yisrael. If you steal karka b'chutz lo'is, it's just tayfan lo'isigzol. If you steal televisions or automobiles in Eretz Yisrael, just tayfan lo'isigzol. But if you steal karka in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to lo'isigzol, you also violate lo'sasig ro'yach. That's it. The pashtus is probably because the kaddish of Eretz Yisrael the first time around in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun was the kibush v'chilu. And they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So it took 7 years to conquer. That says in Sefer Yeshua, Shevish and Kopshu. And then the Gemara of the Kibush was the Chalukah, when the Jewish people made the Chalukah. So you needed a Chalukah l'shvatim. This is Shevet Yisachar, this is Shevet Zvulun, this is Shevet Binyamin, this is Shevet Yehuda. So every Shevet is separate. Then you had a Chalukah l'mishpachas, then you had a Chalukah l'yechidim. So that took 7 years also. So after Shevet Shekavshu and Shevet Shechilku, that was the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael had the Kedusha. So the Rambam quotes a Loshen from the Tanoim. When you had kol echad v'echad makir es chelkum, and everybody knew, this is mine, this is you, this is yours, that's the Gemar HaKibush. So the Gemar HaKibush was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. They weren't chayv in Shumas HaMaisus till the 15th year after Shav Yisrael was Hayarden. And the first Shemitah was the 21st year after, because the first 14 years, it didn't have Kedushas HaAretz yet. So he started counting the first year for Shemitah, and the first year Yovel was not year 50, it was year 64, because the first 14 years didn't count. Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jews from the days of Avraham Avinu, but it didn't have Kedushas HaAretz until after the 14 years, after Shevet Shekavshu, the Shevet Shechilku. So if someone's going to move over the fence, it's in a certain sense not really going to be Kol Echad V'Yechad Makir Eschelko, so he's Pogea and the Kedushas HaAretz. So it can't be that that's what the nature of the Isser is. Why is there a special Isser not to be Masik Vul? Only Gzela's Karka Eretz Yisrael. Gzela's Karka B'chutz Lo'etz is in Yisrael Le'sigzol. And Gzela of automobiles, a television there, it's also in Yisrael Le'sigzol. Only Gzela's Karka Eretz Yisrael is an additional Yisrael of L'sasa Gov Yachab Amchal. Menach Loschal Shetilcha. So it could be that that's why. Because the Gemara of the Kedusha is, and what retains the Kedusha is, when you have Kalecha Deacha Makar Eschel, Hom's going to move over the fence, and it's not really Kalecha Deacha Makar Eschelko. So in a certain sense, he's pogeya in the Kedusha HaOretz.
What about the Svaras Zeh? We don't have this.
Could be there wouldn't be an Issa. Possibility. Could be
there.
Could be. Could be. But in Yiddish, we use the expression Hasogas Gvul to someone who ruined someone else's Parnasa. Why did they say it like that? Because you have the 11 Arurim. They made a bris at Hagriz Maharevel. So they recited the brachas, the klalos, Hagriz Maharevel. They said the 11, in Chumash you only have the Arurim. The Gemara said they said each one Beloshen Bracha first, then Beloshen Arur. So the Rishonim seem to be assuming that those 11 Arurim are something over and above what it already says in other places. So one of the 11 Arurim, Ora Masik Vrul Yehu. So if it's just to steal Karka Beretzel, that we know. Nasasik Vrul Yehu, Melachalos Chashat Tincho, that we know already. That's what some assume, that's what some suggest. Maybe, or Masa Gloriyeh means not allowed to ruin someone else's parnos, like he's saying Yiddish. He's Masa Gvul on the other guy. So the Gemara has this din, HaSogas Gvul. The Loshan HaGemara in the second parak in Bavli Basra is Marchikim Mitzudas Hadag, Min Hadag, Kimalo Ritzas Hadag. The second fisherman has to be Marchik, his net, Mitzudas Hadag, Min Hadag, from the bait, from the dead fish that the first fisherman put as bait. to get all the fish to come, you have to be marchik. You have to leave the first fisherman. He came first. You have to leave whatever he put there, not to be masik, not to take away. There are more fish in the sea, so go somewhere else. So the Gemara says it's an isra of hasag as well. So Chershin is bothered with the kasha. Why is it only an isra of hasag as well that you're winning the other guy's parnasa? You should be kind of the fish, mikaradin, because it's a kinya meshicha. The fish swim sideways. That's kinya meshicha. I didn't have them swim. If I would whistle to the bay, the behema walks towards me. That's a kinyan meshicha. If I wave something on top of the behema jumps up, that's a kinyan hagbah. So you see the meshicha and hagbah, you can be kind of, even if you didn't pick it up, even though the animal walks on its own, if you caused it. So by my leaving the bait, the first fisherman leaves the bait in the net, he's causing the fish to swim sideways or the fish to swim up. So why isn't the first fisherman kind of the meshicha b'hagbah, like these two gemaras over here? When you have korach hacham yorba, it's a mamash kinyan hagbah. So why is it only an iser hasogas gvul? It should be an iser gezel, real gezel. The first fisherman should be kind of the fish mikaradin, and the second one should be oivran gezel. Why is it only an iser masa gvul? That's the ktsaisis kasha. So the nesibis gives a teretz. He said there's a difference. When you say the korach hacham yorba relates back to me, it's considered as if I did the meshicha, as if I did the hagbah, that's, I whistle to the animal right away walks towards me. Or I wave something, the chavila is maris on top of the elephant, on top of the, whatever the animal happens to be, an animal that does have the ability to jump up a tefach. I wave something, the animal jumps up simultaneously. While I'm holding the thing on top, the animal jumps up. Or immediately after, I whistle to the animal, the animal walks towards me. But if I put the bait, I set the traps, the nets, and I put the bait, and I go on the dry land, and then I start davening mincha, or I read a book, or I go take a nap, and then the fish come later. So the koach acham yorboi of the fish making the kinyan meshich and hakboa doesn't follow. It's not simultaneous with my maisa, and it doesn't come immediately on the immediately following my maisa. So then the koach acham yorboi does not relate to me. Doesn't relate to me. That's what the Chazon Ish. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin about this topic. So the Chazon Ish, there's a line in Tosfos that's questionable how to read it. So the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim both read. Rav Chaim was older than Chazon Ish. They both read the line in Tosfos the same. A person had a barbecue. And at the time he had the barbecue, there was no wind. And then later on, the wind comes. Let's say it's windy at night. The daytime is beautiful. The sun is shining. I had a barbecue. There's no wind at all. And then at nighttime, then it starts. The wind comes. Then the wind blows the fire. Rabbi Yechon would agree that that's not Isha Mishem Chitzov. It's only Koach Hachem Yorba relates back to me. It's my Maisa. If the wind was blowing at the same time that I made the barbecue. But if the wind, the Koach Hachem Yorba, is introduced later, it wasn't there at the time that I did my Maisa. That's one line in the Taisa Sanhedrin. It's come out beferish like that. That you would, even Rabbi Yechon would agree that's Isha Mishum Mamona, wouldn't be Isha Mishum Chitza.
If you apply that to Shabbos, let's say I knew a fire was going to turn on by itself in half an hour, could I stick something on the stove right now on Shabbos because nothing's going to happen for another half?
Al-Pipasha, that's called Grama. So Grama, the Gemara says, Gram Malacha is Muta B'Makam Dleika. If the whole house is going to burn down, so B'Makam Dleika we allow it. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mordechai. Mordechai is the Balei HaTesis. The Ramon is an Ashkenazi, so he always quotes Balei HaTesis. So the Ramon quotes this Mordechai, that Gram Malacha is Muta Menatara Asim Rabbanan. B'makam dleika, b'makam hefsed meruba, b'makam mitzvah, we would be makam. B'makam chayla, the grama telephones that they have is supposed to be only for doctors. B'makam chayla, b'makam shas hadchak you makam. Shelo b'shas hadchak na. Some of the Sfaradish Rabbanim today think that the mechaba doesn't agree. They think according to the mechaba, grama loch is het gomer, even with the Rabbanim. It doesn't say one way or the other. That's when they came up with this newfangled Grama Shabbos switch. So they gave us a presentation. Nobody in the yeshiva understood. The Rebbe said no one understood why they thought that it was Mutter. No one understood what they were hacking about. So their part of their assumption was that the Mechaber disagrees with the Rambam. There's up. Who says the Mechaber disagrees? They work on the assumption that the Grama is mutter even with the Rabbanim. So the question is, what's the definition of Grama? When is it called the Malacha B'Yadayim? When is it called Grama? So some of the Achrayim have the definition, Grama means a Vaitua Pula now, and the result of the Malacha is delayed. It takes time. It only happens later. So Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't like that definition. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't think it's going to help.
Shall you have one?
No, it's also not going to help. It's because of the medication that I'm taking. Thank you. So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa works with this definition. He got it from Achrayim from 100 years ago, from the early 1900s. That they give the definition. Now, Grama is, I do a Maisa now, and the result that's going to be a Malacha has a delay. It only happens later. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that was not the correct definition. He thought the definition was like Rav Chaim has this in Hilchas Shcheinim on the Rambam, and the Chazon Ish has it. They have the same Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The Tosfos says if the wind by Eish, you have the Koach Acham Yoreb by the Ruach is Moloch Eso Eish. So if at the time that I made the barbecue there was no wind and the wind only comes later, the Tosfos says, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that that's Isha Mishum Amona. There can't be Isha Mishum Chitzel. Why? Koyach Acham Yorubai relates back to me. It's called Isha Mishum Chitzel. It's called My Hagbo. It's called My Meshicha. Only like the Nesivus answered. The fisherman leaves the bait with the nets, and then the fish come later. So the Nesivus says, what the Tosfos says is not a kasha. Why isn't it Gezel Mamish? Why isn't the first fishman kind of with the Kenyan Meshicha, Kenyan Hagbar? He set up the system and the fish went and they did the Meshicha of him, they did the Hagbar. So the Nesivus answers, no, it's only if the Koach HaChemurabai follows immediately after what the fisherman did, or it's either simultaneous with what he's doing. He's waving the Zmaris on top and the animal jumps up, or the Koach HaChemurabai takes over. Korelav Hibor, the animal comes after I scream, right away. But if I set up the trap with the net, with the bait, and then later on I walk away, and then the Koach Acham Yorba comes, then the fish come, that wouldn't be Isha Mishum Chitza. That wouldn't be. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's a definition of Grama by Shabbos as well. He didn't like the definition that the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa was using for Grama. Anyway, so this Gemara is in it, but this is an important source. That you can be koine b'mishicha with the Koach Acham Yorubai, similar to the Tosfos later, Chavod the Merav, you can't hagbo with the Koach Acham Yorubai, but that's only the Nesivus has provided that the Koach Acham Yorubai, the behemoth is going to jump and so on, simultaneous with my pula or immediately following my pula. But if I do a pula now, then the Koach Acham Yorubai comes in later, that will not be called, that'll be called Grubba. Yeah, there's that Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Yeah, Ayin Zayin or something. Seif Chamalov, yeah. Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph. Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph. So there's a big fat Tosis there. Seif Chamalov, right? So Tosis has that one line in the middle. If the wind, the Mashur reads that line. If the wind comes afterwards, I made a barbecue. In the time I made the barbecue, there was no wind. Without the wind, the fire is not going to spread to burn down the whole forest, to burn down the whole city. And the wind came later. So since the Koach Acha wasn't there at the time that I did my Maisa, then it's not a Hemshecha. But I did, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yechim would agree to Reish Shlogish, that's Isha Mishum Mamono, that wouldn't be Isha Mishum Chitzel. Yeah. The Pashta says that you learn out from Eish, Shalom Shalom HaMaver Es Haber, that it's called Koach Acha Morba, relates back to me that it's a universal klal in Kol HaTarkula. Not just that Rabbi Yechim disagrees with Reish Shlogish, Isha Mishum Chitzel, by Eish of Mazik. You learn out with an afkamina for Tomon. Eish is patran Tomon, but if Isha Mishum Chitzav, then it's Chayvan Tomon. No, it's a din in Hilchus Shabbos, it's a din in Kinyonim, Kinyon Hagbo, Kinyon Mashiach, it's a din in Kol HaTarakulam. That's the Pashtus in the Sugya. Ravel Vela Salavetchi, because the Gemara says it's been a gear to Ritzicha also. Let's say I murder somebody, I want to murder him, and I I'm an arsonist, and I tied him up. So tying the guy up, I didn't kill him yet. And then I take a torch, and he can't run away. I tied the guy up. Then I take a torch, and I put the whole house on fire. And then the wind is blowing, and the wind carries the fire until it burns the guy to death. So the Gemara says, if you hold Isha Mishum, if I did it on purpose, then even Rash Lakish will agree that it's a Ritzicha. If I didn't do it on purpose, so then it'll be Horig B'Shoigeg. So you should still say Kam Levi D'Rabmineh, because Kam Levi D'Rabmineh, there's a ton of the Bechiskia, a price, a ton of Bechiskia, that even if the fellow was Horig B'Shoigeg, and he's not going to get, Lemaisa, he's not going to get the punishment, the death penalty of his Banazet. We don't have any smuchim, we don't have any Sanhedrin, so nobody gets a death penalty for anything. But still the din is that you still say Kam Levi D'Rabmineh. So the Gemara applies Kam Levi D'Rabmineh, if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, then it's called Ritzicha, then you apply Kam Levi D'Rabmineh. So a simple pshat in the Gemara is that Isha Mishum Chitzav of Rabbi Yechanan, the Pasuk Hamaver Es Habeira, it's considered that he did it. We extrapolate from there, we learn a Mamatzin at the Kola Terakula, that it's even called the Ritzicha Yidei Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. So Rav Velbele Soloveitchik has a fantastic Chiddush in the Sefer on the Rambam. He shows that not all the Rishonim agree like that. He shows there's a Chiddush Aran, and there are some Tshuvas Agayim like that, that they all Isha Mishum Chitzav is only a din in Eish HaMazik. Only a difference, but the Chayv Antama and Pater Antama, that's all. Isha Mishum Chitzav, you're going to be Chayv Antama. But you don't learn out from there to call it Tarakulah. So what does the Gemara talk about? Kam Levi D'Rabmineh? So he has some kind of an interpretation. I'm a Chiddush Dikip Shat. But the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the concept of Isha Mishum Chitzav, that the Koach HaChmurba relates back to me, applies to be extended to Kol HaTarakula, to Kinyan Mashiachah, to Kinyan Hagbah, to Hilcha Shabbos. It applies in Kol HaTarakula. Machlokes HaRishonim, but the pashtus in the Gemara is like that. So this is an important Gemara, that you can be kind of b'mashiachah with the Koach HaChmurba. And Mesira is a different Kinyan. There's Mashiachah, there's Mesira, and there's Hagbah, yeah. Then the Gemara has Amar Avashi, Eved Katan Ki Behem Adami. If you have a little child who's an Eved Knaini and someone is selling the Eved Knaini to me, I tell a little kid, walk towards me. And the kid, little kid, he doesn't have the cheshbon. I better walk towards him because he's going to be my new boss, and I better obey because I'm going to get into trouble. He doesn't make a whole calculation. He can't say I died to the Nafshi Kozel. A little child is not such a bardas. So I treat it like a behemoth, that's considered as if it's a natural reaction, as if it's a reflex reaction. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, the Mishkan says, you can be kind of Nebuk 90, like in Yoni Karka, either cast of Shtar or Chazok. How do you do Chazok? Ketzer or Chazok? How are you kind of Nebuk 90 or Chazok? Hitaloy manoloy. I get the Ebet to untie my shoes, or to put on my shoes. You see from this Gemara, when you have Koach HaChmurba, it's considered as if I did the Mashiach. And you see from the Tosfos by the elephant, that you have Koach HaChmurba, the animal does the Hagbah. But it relates back to me, it's considered as if the Lekech made the Hagbah. The Lekech has to make the Mashiach and the Hagbah. He didn't appoint the animal as a Shliach. Can't make the animal a Shliach. So why is it my Hagbah? The answer is, I harness the natural force, the animal, to do the Maisa for me. So that's considered as if I did the Mashiach. So if I did the Hagbah, where do you learn this from? How do you know that works? It's all learned from Hamares Habera, that Koach HaChmurba is Chayev Bayesh Mishum Chitzov. It's considered my Maisa. And you learn out from there, to Hilcha Shabbos, it's called Chilul Shabbos, and you learn out to Kam Levi D'Rabmineh, to Ritzicha, it's considered my Maisa, and call it Torah Kulam.
So if I don't have my Koach HaChmurba, then that would be Grumma.
Whenever Koach HaChmurba doesn't apply, then we call it Grumma. Correct. So Grama by Shabbos is Mutam and Atara, and the Ramah quotes the Mordechai that it's also the Rabban. We only allow it even with the Rabban on B'makam Dleika, or B'makam Hefsid Meruba, or B'makam Chayla, or something when you have a big Shas Hadchak. But Shalom Shas Hadchak, we assume that Grama is also with the Rabban. Okay? Whatever it's going to be Isha Mishum Chitzav, then it's my Maisa, then it's my Chilul Shabbos. Whenever it's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitzav, whenever it's not Chitzav, whenever it's only Isha Mishum Amono, then it's Grama. But whenever it's Isha Mishum Chitzav, then it's my Maisa. Correct? That's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Rish Lakish also agrees that if the fellow's an arson and he wants to burn down the house and he's harnessing the wind in order to accomplish that result, Rish Lakish also agrees. That's Adama Mazik. That's not the Isha Mishum Amono. If he did it on purpose, even Rish Lakish agrees. The only time Rish Lakish disagrees, he made a barbecue and he wasn't careful. He didn't intend to burn down the whole city. So then Rish Lakish holds that it's only Isha Mishum Amono, and we don't accept his opinion. Even though it says, Kisei Seyesh Meyatzma Mashma, happened by itself, the pasuk itself, Shalom Shalom Hamares Habere, he's considered Isha Mishum Chitzov, even though he didn't do it on purpose.
But all the grammar technologies, I do have.
That's why it's a major problem. So Rav Soloveitchik doesn't agree with all of these grummas. He says, the machine is ticking away. He says, the Shabbos clock is ticking away. So you pull out a button, you pull out a jigger on the Shabbos clock that the light should go on another hour. So in the Shmir Shabbos Kochos, so he assumes that whenever there's a delayed reaction, Malacha is not going to happen until later. So that's called grummas. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what are you talking about? The clock is plugged into the wall. The electric current is flowing through. Everything is ticking away. It's a malocha lachazman, but that's not the definition of grama. Grama means the kachachem yorba doesn't come on the heels of my maisa. Here it does come. The clock is ticking away, and I'm doing something that's going to cause the malocha to occur. So then I'm harnessing the kachachem. He thought all of these are malochas deraisa. He didn't agree that these are all the rabbanim.
So what if you're setting something up Erev Shabbos?
What if
you're setting something up Erev Shabbos, like an alarm clock or a
Erev Shabbos, there's no Issa. Erev Shabbos, you can't be in violation of a Malocha on Erev Shabbos.
But the Malocha is going to happen on Shabbos.
Yeah, so the Pashtus is, that's the Machlokes Bisil and Bishamai. Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Masechet Shabbos. Bishamai, Bisil will say you're permitted to spread up the set up the sprinkler system. That it should water the lawn on Erev Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos. And Bishamai say you're not allowed to. So we pass like the Basil. It is permissible to set up a system that the Malacha is going to continue in the middle of Shabbos. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis there, and that, the Rambam, not in the Pirush HaMishnayis. In addition to the Pirush HaMishnayis, which was written in Arabic and we use the Hebrew translation, the Rambam also wrote a Pirush HaMasechet Shabbos written in Aramaic. We know he wrote this Mishnah Torah in Hebrew. Mishnah Keeper, and he wrote a commentary on Masechet Shabbos in Aramaic. It was printed around 100 years ago. Professor Simcha Asaf printed it in Eretz Yisrael. So we're missing most of it. Shabbos has 24 prokhim. Only goes to, I think, the beginning of the second parak. So at the end of the first parak, the Rambam writes a few times in his Pirish that even Mesillah would agree that to set up a system where the Melacha is going to begin in the middle of Shabbos, even Mesillah would agree that you're not allowed to. So that, according to that Rambam, it wouldn't be permissible to set up a Shabbos clock where the lights are going to go on in the middle of Shabbos. So before this was printed, this was a big machlokes in Europe, and they first came out with Shabbos clocks, and it was assumed that it's mutter. The majority of the rabbanim said mutter. Then after Professor Asaf published this Pirush HaRambam, so they decided again they're going to leave it that it should be mutter. They're going to leave it because before they knew about this Rambam, it was assumed that it was roiv of the rabbanim held mutter, so they left it like that. Moshe Feinstein is not happy. He thinks that you should avoid using Shabbos clocks. He thinks if the Tanoim would have lived today, they would have prohibited the use of Shabbos clock, because he commanded your whole business based on Shabbos clock. So he says, and even though it's Mekubala Hetera, Shabbos clock is Mekubala Hetera by lights, he says, only Ongenum and Lehetera to turn on lights on Shabbos, because that enhances, quote, Shabbos. But to do other things, to make a VCR, of a football game or something that's or some play that's on TV, so Moshe thinks that you shouldn't do that. Even though it's not going to ruin the quote shop, it's going to be in the basement, no one's going to see it, no one's going to hear it, nothing shows on the TV screen, you don't see anything. He thinks that it's not right to use Shabbos clocks. He doesn't have the Rambam, he said, on his own like that. Okay, I have to apologize, I got to go. So we're holding over here in the middle. Okay, take a look first. Sunday I won't be here, Monday, B'tzoyis Hashem. Take a look, there's a Rashbam in Bava Basra on this daf. Which daf is it in Bava Basra? Nun Gimel Amid Beis. There's a Rashbam in Bava Basra has a comment. Why does the Tanakhama think that the Odon is not kind of the Eved Knani, or the Hagboa? Only if the Eved picks me up. If I pick up the Eved, I'm Achlek Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. Why does Tanakhama hold not? That's an interesting Rashbam, so we'll talk about that. And then we'll continue in the Gemara. Okay.